Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Facts with Pax. I'm Paxton Coley, and we have another guest today. I'm sitting here with John Dowding. He is a reporter slash weekend anchor for Wavy News 10. So welcome, John.
Thanks, Paxton. I like the name.
Very I know, clever. I love it. I came up with it like 3 years ago. Either way.
Perfect.
So
ending.
I wanted to talk to you today about being a reporter. So first off, what got you into reporting and what brought you to where you are today?
So I'll try to condense this so it's not a 3 hour long podcast, but I mean, for me, I've always kind of been in love with storytelling and seeing the impacts of how a story can impact other people. You know, depending on the story, it can bring people together. It can raise awareness about somebody. It can get someone help that they need, you know? And so seeing that growing up, I always wanted to get into journalism because I always thought that I always wanted to help people, and I felt the best way I could do that was by telling their story. And so I always wanted to do television news because that's what I grew up watching. I'm originally from New Jersey, so I grew up watching New York news. Every night at the end of the day, my dad would come home from work, my mom would be, you know, cooking, whatever, and it would be us watching the news. And so that was just a part of my normal routine. So for me, when I wanted to go into journalism, it just made sense for me to go into TV. So, and then, you know, throughout my college experience, I interned a bunch of places, did stuff in college, reporting and that, and just really fell in love with the different types of storytelling that you can do and just seeing how it impacts other people that you don't necessarily know. And just kind of one of the earliest lessons I learned was how journalism can open up the world for you. And that's something I've always loved being able to experience as a part of being in this world.
That's awesome. And one of the things that we've talked about and I know is that you speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. You lived in Spain for a year?
Yes, Spain for 6 months.
6 months. 6 months. Gotcha. And so,
it was a year, but 6 months.
So you started a Spanish language newscast here at Wavy that airs on the web, En Punto. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how important is it for you to get the news out to and to involve people in the community, like as many people in the community as possible?
So it kind of stems from like my upbringing. You know, I'm biracial. My family's from the Caribbean and my grandmother spoke 5 languages. I learned Spanish all throughout, like from preschool through high school. It was my second major in college. So because it just, again, as a storyteller, you want to be able to help people by telling their story. So if you know another language, that's a whole other population of people who you can help. And a lot of times in the business, if you speak another language, 9 times out of 10, in certain demographic areas, certain geographic areas, like especially here in Virginia where we are in Hampton Roads, there aren't a lot of resources or people like me who are bilingual and who can tell stories of people who speak Spanish. And so that is a population that also needs to be served. Those are people who go through these same exact problems that all of us go through, you know, from the little stories that we do here about, you know, somebody living in a bad apartment and they can't get things fixed and stuff like that. You know, for people who speak another language or are immigrants here, they may not be comfortable with knowing who to go to get help. I started a very similar program in my last television station in Savannah, Georgia, which was a much smaller area, but the Hispanic population there, just like in all parts of the country, was growing, and there was not a type of program that was serving them. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that there and seeing how well it worked down there, I brought that kind of idea up here to Wavy. And it really has been something that's been welcomed with open arms by not just, you know, our management here, but by some of those in the community so far. You know, we're still in the very early stages. I'm still trying to raise awareness about it and talk about it more. But I went to Temple University in Philly, for those who don't know, and I interned for the NBC station, which is owned and operated by NBC Universal, NBC 10, Telemundo 62.
Okay.
NBC bought Telemundo back in the day, maybe almost 2 decades ago, honestly, at this point now, maybe a decade and a half, whatever. But so a lot of NBC owned and operated stations are sister stations with Telemundo stations. So it's a bilingual newsroom. So you have literally half of the newsroom are the NBC people, and then the other half are the Telemundo people working on the same content, the same stories, just using the same resources to serve another population. Mm-hmm. And I remember in my internship there, one of the news director for Telemundo said to me, you know, the future of American journalism is bilingual. Mm-hmm. And it's not a matter of how do we help, mm-hmm. it's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. And so the earlier that stations can start doing that, the better it is in the long run, because we need to build these strong relationships with the Hispanic and the Latino communities to be able to serve them and mm-hmm. to get and acquire people who can help them. Because right now at Wavy, we're the only television station in Hampton Roads who is doing some kind of bilingual content weekly.
I love that. And I also, you know, have a passion for Spanish language speakers. I just recently went to Colombia, mm-hmm. and I like to say I can decently speak Spanish. Yep. I can order my food myself. But I know here at Wavy, there's also the initiatives of like 10 on your side, mm-hmm. as well as taking back the community. You know, do you think that could open another demographic for, you know, helping those people with 10 on your side, mm-hmm. like you maybe getting involved with?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. So I did a story about a month ago about the Newport News Police Department started the areas. I don't know. I think it may be one of the first in the area, but it's the first for the department. Mm-hmm. Their first ever Hispanic Citizens Police Academy, mm-hmm. where they have citizens police academies in police departments across the country. And it's basically where you bring in those in the community, you teach them about basic policing principles, mm-hmm. how they do things, so they can help people in the community understand it. So this is the first time they ever opened this up to those who speak Spanish, and the whole academy was done in Spanish. And this is basic. When I heard about this, I was like, oh my God, this is literally at Wavy, this is what we live for. You know, showcasing initiatives and programs and resources that are on the side of people that help them in ways that they weren't able to get before. And so there were 16 people in this academy. They're going to do it again. And it's like, you're seeing more organizations, more, you know, public entities, more mm-hmm. groups in the area doing things like this, initiatives like this, because they recognize this is a population that is ever growing and will continue to needing to be served. And so, you know, Wavy is very unique because we live that 10 on your side brand. Like, that mm-hmm. is the number one reason why half of us do these stories. It's to help those in our community. Mm-hmm. And so by having a product, by having a platform, a resource like Impunto to serve and just inform the Hispanic population, it's something that's past due. And it's just great that we have it now.
I think I remember seeing that story, actually. And what I loved about it was you interviewed a lady who spoke Spanish, mm-hmm. and you put the subtitles.
At the very end.
And I feel like there are people who would avoid her in some places. And then I also loved how I think you tagged it in Spanish, and then you repeated yourself in English.
Yeah.
And I do love that also. Mm-hmm. But we have like another minute or so here. What's something you would say to someone trying to get into journalism, trying to get into broadcast reporting, mm-hmm. if you have any piece of advice?
So most important things I can tell people nowadays is, one, market size does not matter. The number market you go to should not be the reason why you choose to go there. You know, when I was at Temple, a lot of kids that I was in classes with were like, oh, well, I'm looking at this place because it's in this number media market. It doesn't matter. You could go to the number one station there and have a horrible time, or you could go to the number three station in market 100 and love it there and stay there the rest of your life. Go somewhere that you are going to learn from. That's the number one thing. So a place that has opportunities. And another thing I would say too is just, and I say this all the time, to be a good journalist, you have to be adaptable. Mm. Case in point, the night of the Chesapeake mass shooting. I was at home, off work, getting ready to go to bed, preparing for my next day, heard everything happening, and was like, you know what? We need all hands on deck. And I called and was like, what do you need me to do? We have to be adaptable. And not just for something like that, but on any given day, maybe an interviewee cancels and you're trying to figure out what to do next, you have to have a plan B. Mm-hmm. So being adaptable. But, and this is, and the last thing here is something that people forget a lot nowadays, is being human. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're not gonna get those exclusives and those big stories that make a difference if you're not a human being first. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we have a job we have to do, but that job involves other people whose lives we're impacting. We should make sure that we're impacting them in a positive way. And the way to start by doing that is to think as a human being first, and not as, okay, I need somebody to talk to by 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have to think as human beings first in order to be good storytellers. Because at the end of the day, we could be journalists, we could be whatever, we're storytellers. And that's what people need to keep in mind and remember.
I love that. So thank you so much, John,
for
joining me and and for educating people on kind of how this business works and how to get people's stories told.
Of course. So. I'm happy to help.
Thank you so much. If you'd like to hear more interviews or learn other cool things and you have some fun ideas, send me an email at faxwithpax@gmail.com or find me on Instagram @faxwithpaxpod. Catch you next time.